gracious Father, you are the Creator. Let us always remind that you are the one who has begun our beginning, and you are the one who finished our life and your history. We stand before you with the fear of God, and yet we are a child of God in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So give us this new identity, truly experienced in our life. We continue to ask your Holy Spirit to hover over us and charge us with the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, how is it possible that the gospel has been reached out to many parts of the world without Jesus being present on earth the last 2,000 years? You know, who has been the driving force for the world missions that lasted 2,000 years? It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a missionary spirit. And Holy Spirit has been orchestrating the world missions, and He will continue to do so until every tribe and every language will hear the gospel of Jesus. But another important fact is He partners with the churches and individuals who take the word of Jesus wholeheartedly to share with other people. Unless the Church of Christ is involved in world missions, we will never reach the full potential of experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reserves His power only for those who are involved in the mission. And do you desire to experience this power of the Holy Spirit who is ready to unleash to you as you are willing to obey the command of Jesus? So today we are going to discover three truths about the Holy Spirit as a missionary spirit. To that end, would you please turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Acts 1, 4 through 8. Here's the word of the Lord. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father has promised, which He said, "You heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And so when they had come together, they were asking Him, saying, "Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel?" And He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." This is the very last words of Jesus before He was taken to the heaven. And here He teaches about the Holy Spirit and the world missions. And there are three things we can find about the Holy Spirit as a missionary spirit. What is the desire of the Holy Spirit for the world? And the Holy Spirit desires the world for Christ. So that is the first point. The Spirit desires the world for Christ. In verse 8, Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So Jesus is talking about coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. And he goes on to say, and you shall be my witnesses, and or even to the remotest part of the world. And how could Jesus be so sure that the disciples would press on to the end of the earth with their witness to him? Think about these disciples never been outside of Judea at this juncture. And probably most of them just lived around Jerusalem. But Jesus is saying, you shall be my witnesses and all the way to the end of the earth. So this is kind of, you know, mind-boggling. How would they do that? Based on verse 6, it seems that disciples were preoccupied with the day Christ will restore the kingdom to Israel. They are very geocentric. They're concerned about kingdom of Israel. But Jesus is talking about kingdom of God, kingdom of the world, all the way to the remotest part of the world. And the disciples saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? You know, why would they be so interested in that day where Christ will restore the kingdom to Israel? Obviously, they are anticipating that they will be elevated to the level. Then they will sit right and left of Jesus at the center. And they were still thinking that this kingdom is kingdom to Israel, the Davidic kingdom, very geocentric, ethnocentric. They care about Israelites. And all these are good, but they were only focused on their own promotion, self-promotion, and glorification, and their national identity. And it seems that the world mission will not be the passion of these disciples, and that these disciples would not press on to the end of the earth with their witness to Christ unless something happens. And this may be applied to us. Unless something happens to us, world mission, let alone outreach and evangelism, would not be what we are passionate about. Same reason, you know, because we are concerned about ourselves, our security, you know, our position, our power, something that we can handle. And in this midst of confusion and misunderstanding, Jesus speaking one of the most profound words, which is also the very last words he spoke on his earthly ministry. Verse 8. Let's look at verse 8 once more. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. You know, Jesus was going to send his Holy Spirit upon them with power. Gospel of Luke, John the Baptist witnessed, he said, Jesus will be the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. He baptized with water, but the one who is going to come, whom he is referring to, is Jesus Christ. He will be the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. But why does the coming of the Spirit guarantee that the disciples will press on to the end of the earth? The answer is the Holy Spirit. The passion of the Holy Spirit is the answer. The Holy Spirit's all-consuming passion is to glorify Jesus Christ to the end of the earth. You know, if this were not so, then his coming would be no guarantee for the disciples and us to press on to the end of the earth. But the world mission is the passion of the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus can guarantee us that the passion of the Holy Spirit will be consumed in the world mission, and that Spirit will empower the disciples and us to accomplish this vision. The Holy Spirit is a missionary spirit. But we need to realize that the passion of the Holy Spirit does not exist in and of itself. Where does Holy Spirit get this idea, the passion for the world mission? The reason Spirit has His consuming passion to empower us to the end of the earth with the witness of Jesus Christ is that the God's overarching purpose from the beginning to the end has been God's glory in the world. That's why. Numbers 14:21, God says to Moses, "And indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord." God already revealed in Old Testament to Moses that world mission is His passion. He would like to see the whole world lift up His name on high, not just for Israel, but all the Gentiles all the way. And Habakkuk 2:14, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Habakkuk received a vision from God, and he declares that that all earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. So world mission was not a new idea. It was from the beginning in God's heart. That's why Holy Spirit has, but also this is God's overarching purpose for Himself. And Joshua 4:24, the purpose of God bringing Israel into the promised land is so that all the peoples of the earth may know the hands of the Lord is mighty. And Psalm 96, 1 through 3, sing to the Lord all the earth, and declare His glory among the nations, and His marvelous works among all the peoples. The psalmist understood God's overarching purpose for himself, His glory. And Isaiah 49:6, God said, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." This is the purpose of Israel, which has not been fulfilled. The one day, Israel will be the one who will reveal the marvelous work of God to the nations. We are praying for that. That's why Israel is important. And Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go make disciples of all nations." And Jesus, Mark 13:10, "The gospel must be proclaimed to all the nations." So you can see that Father and the Son had the same overarching purpose for God's kingdom, not just to Israel, but to the Gentiles all the way. And Revelation 5:9-10, this is about the final consummation. This is the very last thing that will happen. And it says, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood did ransom men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation." So kingdom of God that is going to be unleashed is a kingdom of God and the people from every tribe, tongue, and people and nation. So that's the final consummation message of the Revelation. So the reason why the world mission is a consuming passion of the Holy Spirit is because it has been the very overarching purpose of God, the Father and Son, and now it passed to the Holy Spirit. You know, from the beginning of the creation, and will be until the end of the age, the consuming passion of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are for the nations. So the Spirit desires the world for Christ. And second thing is the Spirit uses disciples to reach the world. You know, there are 2 points from the text. One is that the Spirit uses disciples to reach the world. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." So you, who are the you? Initially it was the disciples, the 12, 12 minus 1 now, 11. But this is not just for them alone. For those who follow Jesus Christ in different generations, they are the one who will go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the only way to reach the world is through the empowering ministry of the Holy Spirit by carrying the message of Christ crucified, risen from the dead, for the forgiveness of sins to unreached people. And this has been done partially by the very 12 people, the apostle of Jesus, and needs to be continued by the Church of Christ today. So no Holy Spirit, no world mission, and no disciples, no world mission. So Holy Spirit and the followers of Jesus are partners to fulfill this world mission passion for God. So the purpose of the church is to be an indispensable link in the chain of reaching the world. There were times in church history this important mission has been overlooked. If we look at the Reformation, you know, Reformation was a great milestone in 16th century by Martin Luther for the biblical Christianity. They went back to the Bible and then found out that righteous need to be saved by God's grace through faith alone. It's not about work you do. So finality of Jesus was proclaimed from the Bible. And yet it has taken 200 years until the mission movement was resumed after the Reformation. For 200 years, they are fighting battles. Go back to the, you know, the Bible and translate the Bible. And yet mission was neglected for nearly 200 years. It's kind of irony. That's a lesson for us. It is true today. We can easily lose sight and miss the overarching purpose of God for world mission. Why? Because we are so busy. We are so engrossed with something else. You know, if you recall Tony Evans preaching at DTS commencement ceremony last week, he distinguished two kinds of people in the church. And he said, there are the fans of Jesus that is to be distinguished from the followers of Jesus. He said, actually, if I remember correctly, not every believer is equal. You know, there are disciples of Jesus who obey Jesus' commandment. And there are casual believers who they think they love Jesus, but they are not really disciples of Jesus because they wouldn't obey the Great Commission. You know, we don't want to be just a believer. We want to be a disciple of Jesus, do we not? So let me get to the last point. The Spirit gives power for world mission. The Spirit gives power for the mission. What does this mean, though? How can you do that? People are indispensable in world missions because that's the only means God chose. God could have done it without people, but He decided to delegate this responsibility to the followers of Jesus. But people alone will not be able to do this mission. We must have power. And Jesus said, you shall receive power when Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. So without the power of Holy Spirit, world missions are impossible task. But what kind of power do we need before we are involved in world mission? A lot of people are waiting for the power to come. But what kind of power is this? Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. So the power of Holy Spirit is nothing but the power of the gospel. And 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So the word of cross, the gospel message, and Christ is the power of God. God is referring to in Acts, Jesus is referring to in Acts 1:8. When power comes, Holy Spirit comes, you have power. And this is the power of the gospel and power of Jesus Christ, the message of cross. So when you are convinced of this, we are set to go. On Pentecost, there were visible signs and wonders manifested on the outside. But what triggers the disciples to proclaim Jesus before tens of thousands of people with courage and without any fearlessness was the inside conviction. And that inside conviction is the boldness Holy Spirit empowered on the heart of the disciples. So fear was broken completely on Pentecost. And conviction and courage for the message of Jesus Christ filled the heart of the disciples by the Holy Spirit. And the next day, they were able to preach. These cowards, so to speak, who were so fearful of their own death after Jesus' death, they turned out to be courageous proclaimer of the gospel message on the day of Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit is latent in every believer, you and me. If you confess Jesus is Lord, your Lord and Savior, who died for your sins and resurrected and ascended to heaven, we all have this power in us already, within. Because gospel is believed by the work of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit's regeneration ministry. Holy Spirit indwells us already. It's not just power, but He is indwelling us. And the power of the Holy Spirit is unleashed in our lives when we put our confidence in the Word of God and Word of the cross and pray for the Holy Spirit's help and obey the command to go and witness. Many of us may be still waiting until we feel more powerful. And then the day may never happen if you are still waiting for more power. You know, the day that we witness may not come for the rest of your life. But when you believe the power that is in you already and obey the command of Jesus by going, then you will realize the Spirit's power who empowers you to much higher level than you thought who you are. You know, when you buy a software these days, all the codes are already in the cloud. You don't even buy CD anymore, right? You just, you know. I bought Office a couple years ago, I think, maybe 3 years ago, and I thought it has CD, but it has no CD. It has just a URL address that I can go to certain cloud and then download. But I need a certification code. So they basically sell the certification code. So I have to scrape it out and find the code and then input to the cloud server. And then the software is activated. What is certification code to the unlocked software is our obedience to the world mission. So we don't need anything else but obedience. Obedience is our code to unpack the mystery of the world mission and witness. It only takes that. But that power is already in us. It's latent. You know, a lot of people think that, I'm so afraid. I'm not ready to do that. I feel powerless. you know, look at my life, you know, I'm not ready to share the gospel. That's our thinking, which is not what God intended at all. God has already empowered us by the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit. Once He came on Pentecost, He is with every believer around the world. We have that potential power already in us. So we have to realize that. It only takes our obedience to really live in the life of the disciples for the world missions. So as Jesus commanded, go and make disciples of all nations, we have to be willing to leave our comfort zone. You know, go is moving out of our comfort zone to tell about Jesus. Very simple. You know, people may not gather to us to hear about Jesus. That's why Jesus said, go. We need to go out of our window, out of our door, out of our house, out of our church to reach out to those people who are out there. So the experience of the power of the Holy Spirit will only come when we seek it with all our heart and open our mouth in witness. The real training of world mission will take place is in the real mission field. And the mission field is not just overseas. The world mission, when you talk about world mission, it starts from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the remotest part of the world. So it can be every day, everywhere we go. And our workplace, our home, our neighbors, our coffee shops, our streets are all our mission field. And where there are people, that is the mission field in which we can share the message of Jesus Christ. And Lord willing, you may go, you know, other parts of the world, you know, which is good, but it can start from the locality. Do you believe that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation? Yes? Yes? Good. And do you believe the word of the cross is the power of God? Yes? You said yes. If you, your answer is yes on those two questions, you have the Holy Spirit in you and His power that is available for you. You need to just find out the code. The code is your obedience. Do it. As simple as that. So we come up with three proposition about the Holy Spirit this morning. The first one was, the Holy Spirit desires the world for Christ. But what does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? What is your desire for life? What is your utmost desire that is in your heart? What do you want to do in your life? And the Spirit's desire is the world for name of Jesus Christ. So make the Holy Spirit desire your desire as well. Then it'll be much easier, right? Holy Spirit will empower you even more because your desire of your heart is same as His. And He will be glad and encourage you and, you know, even, you know, make you surprised. Even if you don't ask for it, but as long as your desire is the world for Jesus' name, it's very conducive for Him to come to you and empower you and enable you, activate you even more in a different level that you never imagined you to be. And second point was, the Spirit uses disciples to reach the world. Are you followers of Jesus or are you fans of Jesus? You know, we don't want to be just fans of Jesus. Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is admirable. Jesus is our hero. Jesus is our God. But we want Him to be the person that we follow through obedience. So we want to be the disciples so that we'd be able to reach the world. And the third point was, Holy Spirit gives power for world missions. You know, if you make the Holy Spirit your desire, and the Holy Spirit's desire your desire, which is the world for Jesus' name, and you are a true follower of Jesus, that you have this power already for world missions. As you go, you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to experience something new, something different than ever before. And this is the ultimate, actually. Holy Spirit can build the church up by dispensing His gifts so that we can build up the church in a healthy way, which is good. But the ultimate, in my opinion, from the Bible is Holy Spirit is a missionary spirit. He wants this healthy church to reach out, not just staying here in Jerusalem. The world mission is God's overarching purpose to display His glory. And that's why Jesus came, and that's why the Father promised the Spirit, and the Son sent the Spirit. And Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. And on His throne, Jesus is ready to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. And Spirit gives the power for the world mission to every believer who makes their passion to the passion of the Holy Spirit. You know, if your passion for the lost needs to be boosted up, it's time to ask God to fill you up with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is more than glad to baptize you and me with the Holy Spirit and fire in a fresh way, in a filling way, so that would be able to obey. So this week, go somewhere and meet someone and be the witness of Jesus Christ. This week, maybe every day, pray before you go out. Ask God, you know, whom should I reach? And God may answer you, whoever you see, they are the one. And let us remember the very last word of Jesus on His earthly ministry, Acts 1:8. You shall be My witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Are you Jesus' witness? Let's pray. Father, Your overarching purpose for creating us and redeeming us and empowering us is for Your glory, for Your name displayed in every tongue, in every nation, in every country, in every ethnic group on the earth. What a vision that is that You have given to Your church. We thank You for that vision. Father, forgive us if our passion has been placed in other places than Your glory and Your kingdom. We deeply confess that our passion has been misplaced. We covet other stuff. We pursued, we desired other stuff other than You. Please forgive us as we confess and reignite, rekindle the power that is within already in us by the residence of the Holy Spirit, indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit. We have the third person of God in us. We are the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. We are the body of the Holy Spirit. We declare today boldly before You, Lord. We have You. You make us sanctuary. We are righteous. You know, we are saints because of the name of Jesus, as we confessed. And empower Father God again, Father, let us take out, let us set aside all the fear of the people and of the world and of the future down to the ground and let us be filled by your Spirit today so that Act 1-8 would be reignited, rekindled in our heart. Father, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill us up. Fill us up so that we would be completely inundated in the flood of Jesus Christ, in the flood of the Holy Spirit. And give us this boldness to obey, to share this word. Let our mouths be open. Let our mind be, redirected. And be activated in the power of the Holy Spirit from now on. Father, let this week be the day that we really engage in the mission field. Wherever we go, let that place be the place where we boldly share Jesus Christ, who died and resurrected for the sins of the world. Let Jubilee Church be the mission church, locally and globally. Bless us, Father. Bless each one of us to be the true, faithful disciple of Jesus Christ to your glory. Lord, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to be close to your side. Heaven is real, and death is a lie. I wanna hear voices, angels above, singing as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, great I am. Is worthy, none beside me, God Almighty, great I am. I wanna be near to your heart, loving the world, hating the dark. Wanna see dry bones living again, singing as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, great I am, who is worthy, none beside. God Almighty, great I am. The mountains shake before you, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell. Great I am. mountains. The mountains shake before you, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great.
Father God, just want to praise you, the great I am, who was, who is to come. There is no time that you are not. There is no time that you are not. There will not be time that you will not. You are the God, the only true living God, who revealed to Moses in the burning bushes. And in Jesus' time, you sent your Son Jesus so that we would know Him from the witness of your apostles. And over the course of time, you planted churches, including Jubilee Church. We thank you for that. And you have overarching vision, your passion for the world, for the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, that's why you sent your Holy Spirit to us so that we would be able to partner with you. And we thank you that this privilege is given to us. And let us be a faithful and truthful witness of Jesus Christ, individually and as a church, to reach out locally and globally until your Son Jesus returns. Receive all the honor and glory and majesty from us. And thank you that you have given us Holy Spirit in us. Let us activate Him so that your glory, the name of Jesus, be glorified in each and every day of our day. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father who is in heaven and the powerful and intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever. Amen.